This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing David von Schlegel in New York on June 5th, 1967. I noticed that you were born in 1920 in St. Louis, Missouri, and I imagine that your early life had some special interest for your career insofar as you had a father who was a painter. Would you like to talk a little bit first about how you grew up, what kind of a place it was?
My father was a painter and a teacher. And I was born in St. Louis because my father was teaching at Washington University. But he quite shortly got a job to teach at the Art Students League in New York. So we moved east when I was about 5 years old. And I did spend my whole childhood around artists and around art students because he was a very popular teacher. And the house was always full of art students. And I just couldn't bear them.
You didn't? That's interesting. What was it that bothered you about them?
Well, it's no one specific thing, but I was sort of in those days, I reacted. As children often do, I sort of reacted against my father and his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very interested in, just as a child, I was interested in boats and airplanes and that sort of thing. And I couldn't pay much attention to the painting, although I realized later that I was so surrounded by it. And of course, it really is part of my background. I was aware of all painting, French painting, all that when I was just a child.
Your father's work, of course, is well known, but I wondered if you'd like to describe what it was like when you were a young boy. What was he dealing with, what kind of subjects and so on?
He was never an abstract painter. His influences were like Cezanne and French Impressionists. And he painted New England landscapes and so on, but it was still they had the quality of the French Impressionism, although the color was New England color. His main interest and his passion really was color. He was always talking about color, experimenting with color, and he made his students very aware of color.
You say New England, and yet, of course, you were born in St. Louis and came to New York. Did you, family from New England?
No, but we went to Maine every summer.
Oh, I see.
And then we lived outside of New York. We lived in Westchester County, so
Although
it's not quite New England.
Yes.
He had an art school in Gunthorpe, Maine, and I went there all my life as a child, since I was 5 years old. And then later on, I moved to Maine myself and spent about 15 or 18 years there. When I say I react, is it going on? When I say I was reacting against these students, I still, as I look back on it all, I look back on it with a good deal of feeling, because my father lived, there were many other artists in Maine at that time. There were about six or eight, formed a very close and warm group, and it was rather, just the atmosphere of these artists all working together was something, and now I look back on with a great deal of nostalgia. And there was like Kuniyoshi and Carfield and Robert Laurent and Mal Spencer, people like that. And it was a very nice time.
They were coming up every summer.
They were there each summer, yeah.
At
Ogunquit. Mm-hmm. For quite a few years. And although I wasn't interested in painting at that time, I liked all of those people and I became friends with their children and all.